The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading is the inspiration for one of the most famous icons ever written. It's the icon of the Trinity. And you might say, well, what does that reading have to do with the Trinity? Well, if you were listening, you know, carefully to the reading, it starts by saying the Lord appeared to Abraham. And then when Abraham looked up, what did he see? He saw three persons. Now, the purpose of that encounter was not that God was trying to teach Abraham about the Trinity. But the reason I mention it is because God, throughout history, throughout our own lives, is always planting those kernels, those seeds of faith, of truth in our hearts, and waiting for them that with our cooperation, those kernels, those truths, will flower, will blossom, and grow. It was over 2,000 years later, almost 3,000 years, when we finally realized that God is a community of three persons, but one God. But it started all the way back with Abraham. Charlie and Dalton, God has been planting those same kernels of truth and faith in your hearts. And one day, you realized that you want something more, that you wanted to know this God more than before. And that's what brought you to us. Just that the Lord came to Abraham, just like Jesus came to Martha and Mary, God sent you to us at Holy Family here. And just like Mary and Martha and Abraham, we welcome you. And we want to present you and lay for you a feast, so we can get together, be nourished by what God has presented and given to us. And the importance of this, you know, kind of a meal, because that's why that first reading really is connected or given to us on the same day that the gospel is about Mary and Martha, because it's about hospitality. And hospitality is not just, you know, having greeters at the door or usher saying, "Good morning, how you doing?" Hospitality and welcoming is about getting to know the pure person you are welcoming them. It's not about a casual, you know, knowledge. It's a deep knowledge of that person to show them that they are welcome, that become part of your family. True hospitality takes time. Now imagine with Abraham, you know, to go and get a steer and have him killed, skinned, cleaned, cooked, that's no fast food. It took hours. Even with Martha and Mary, you know, Jesus, as you knew, did not travel alone. At least he had the 12 disciples. So just imagine 13 people come knocking on your door and you got to prepare a meal for them and you have no phone to call, you know, Gus's Barbecue and ask him to send you the food. You got to start preparing everything from scratch. It takes time. And what's happening during this time? They're sitting and talking, getting to know each other. And we see that in the gospel more with the example of Mary, where Martha was busy getting things ready. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to listen to him. Because what's more important is not that God gets to know us. God knows every one of us, even before we even were born. It's for us to get to know God. And that's what we offer you as our first course today. We want you to feed on the table of the Word, the table of the Word that you will join us at every Sunday, and you hear the words of life and truth being presented to you. That's the food that we offer you now till the day comes when we'll invite you around the table of the Eucharist and you'll share with us in the living bread, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's how our journey with God starts. God always comes to us. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Jesus entered the town and he went to the house of Mary and Martha. Do we welcome God? Do we allow him into our hearts? Or we're too busy, we're too stressed out, we're too anxious with all the things that we have to do? And how do we welcome Jesus? Not by saying, you know, a one-minute fast Hail Mary or Our Father. But we take the time to sit at his feet and listen to him. Martha brought her intention to Jesus. Look, Lord, I need help. Get my sister to help me. Mary sat and listened. Both these are forms of prayer. But we tend to pray 90% like Martha and maybe 10% like Mary. We need to listen more than we talk to God, because there is nothing we can tell God that he doesn't know already. But we need to hear his voice so he can help us with whatever we're offering to God, with our anxieties, our stresses. So it's not like what Martha was doing was wrong. But Jesus was telling her the first step begins by listening to Jesus. When we listen to Jesus, then suddenly our anxieties, our worries will be resolved, because he'll show us the way. He'll tell us what to do. I think most people today tend to be more like Martha. We want to jump into doing things. A smaller percentage of people are more like Mary. And look at our world today. Look at our nation. We're so divided. We're so at each other's throats, because we all want to do and we want to get what we want. And maybe the lesson to us as a people today, we need to be more like Mary and sit down together and listen to Jesus. We might have different opinions, different views on life, but hopefully as disciples, we all agree that Jesus is the Lord. He's our master. He's the one who's supposed to guide us. So we can just sit together and pray about all our anxieties, all our worries, rather than raise our banners and our words and our, you know, tempers and fight with one another. We need to do more listening. And I hope both of you, Charlie and Dalton, as you continue their journey, you take time to listen to Jesus. He will guide you. He will be your North Star to lead you to the perfect life for you in heaven. So today, our Gospels and our first reading offer us with a lot of questions, a lot of things for us to reflect on. We can reflect on, how do I welcome Jesus in my life? Is it just when I have time for him? Is it when I just go to him? Or he has a key to my life, to my heart, to my mind, that he can come in and feel welcome at any time? How can we as a community welcome Charlie and Dalton and all the newcomers? You know, if you've been here at Holy Family 20, 30, 40 years, you don't think of the need to welcome anyone, because, like, I know everyone. I've been here, like, for ages, you're thinking. But, you know, there's people who maybe that's their first time coming at Holy Family. How do we make them feel welcome from the moment they park their cars and walk over to the church? How can we feel them and offer them hospitality as they continue to walk with us, to become members of our community? Do we open ourselves to them or, you know, we keep them shut because we have our own cliques, our own groups. We know one another. We're comfortable with one another. No, it's a simple thing. When we go to coffee and donut, who do you sit with? The people you know? What if you notice, you know, a face you didn't recognize sitting at a table by themselves? Will you go walk over and sit with them and start a conversation with them? That's the deeper hospitality that Jesus is calling us to. Another area you can look at, how can you become maybe more like Mary? Or you're maybe too much like Mary and you don't do anything. Well, that's not good either. Jesus, I'm sure he enjoyed the dinner that Martha prepared. Is it all just me and Jesus and just prayer and I come to Mass and I pray my rosary and I do all my devotions? Am I preparing and using some of my time and talent to feed those who are in need, those who are anxious and worried? How anxious and worried are you? You know, sometimes, you know, like Martha, at least she went to Jesus, and we go to Jesus with our anxieties and worries. And I'm talking about like normal worries, not, you know, clinical anxieties. But we go to Jesus, and the way we talk to Jesus makes us more anxious because we keep repeating the same thing over and over and asking, look, maybe it's a good health, maybe you're having a surgery, you're worried, maybe you need a new job, whatever it is. We keep asking over and over and praying different prayers all for the same intention. And that just makes us more anxious because we keep focusing on the same thing. Look at how Mary, the mother of Jesus, approached such a situation. You know the story of the wedding feast of Cana, right? They ran out of wine. So what does Mary do? She goes to Jesus and tells them they ran out of wine. She doesn't tell him what to do. She just states it one time. And then she tells the servants, do what he tells you. So if you have something you're worried about, just bring it to Jesus. Say, Lord, I'm worried about my health. I'm worried about my trip. I'm worried about my operation. I'm worried about my sibling, my son, my spouse. And let Jesus take care of it. Let him fill you with his peace, because now you know you entrusted it to Jesus and you trust that Jesus will take care of whatever you ask. And then just move on. Live in trust, live in the hope that Jesus is going to answer your prayer in the best way it could be answered. Don't keep fretting about it and be worrying about it. So maybe you need more peace in your life. Mary, there's things you're anxious about. Bring them to the Lord. Just put them there at the table and say, Lord, this is my anxieties. This is what I'm stressed about. It's in your hands now. I will let go of it. You know, we talk about letting go and letting God. That's how we let go. That's how we live it in action. It's not just words. But here, Lord, that's what's on my mind. Now I know you're going to help me with it. Let's take the words of God that we heard today and apply them in our hearts. Let's make something new grow out of them. Let's be a new beginning for us as these two men are starting a new beginning in their journey with God. And let's always keep him in our prayers and make him feel welcome that we all have become their new family, their family of faith, their brothers and sisters in the Lord.